Terrorists find another target in Nigeria. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, we'll hear who's at risk, why it matters, and what you can do to help. Later on, Bibles for China will share why a recent checkup turned into a pleasant surprise for ministry leaders. But first, ongoing attacks in northern Nigeria by Boko Haram and militant Fulani herdsmen are putting Christians in danger. Rob Myers of Door International says deaf Christians are especially vulnerable to these terrorist groups.
These deaf people don't have a lot of information about what these groups stand for and what they're doing, so they end up involved in these groups before they really know what's going on. They also tend to be taken advantage of because if they end up in these groups and then they want to get out, it's very difficult for them to communicate with other people.
The solution? Global unification in prayer.
They're the people that don't have someone else to defend them. They don't have someone else who's advocating for them many times. And so God calls us to be a voice for the voiceless and a defender of those who don't have a defender.
So pray for security and courage for the Nigerian church. Next, Pakistan's general elections are today. FMI's Bruce Allen shares how one favorable candidate could be a threat to the country's minorities.
In just recent days, he says, blasphemy laws are great. He praised them, and in an effort to just garner more votes at political rallies in recent days, he said that he stands along with Article 295C, which is that portion of the penal code that describes blasphemy laws and the penalties for it.
Earlier this year, Pakistan dropped one place on Open Doors World Watch list, but that might change.
So far in the first 6 months of 2018, we've seen more kidnappings, rape of Christians, forced marriages, and therefore forced conversions to Islam. The false charges of blasphemy, which that's just an increasing thing.
And the general election results could signal more of what's ahead for Pakistan's Christians. So please, pray. We're digging more into this story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many refugee kids experience a lifetime of trauma before they've even reached their teen years. But for 6 weeks, refugee kids in Lebanon could just be kids again at a Bible camp led by Triumphant Mercy. A sister in Christ we'll call Nuna helps lead the ministry. She says the friendship between Christian staff and Muslim refugee parents plays a key role in the camp's success.
They know that we actually love their kids. They know that we're not just coming to just dump something on them and then leave. We're there all the time.
Along with fun and games, the refugee kids are learning about Christ. So pray that the kids will share what they've learned with family members. And she says, look for opportunities to do the same in your own family.
I really want to encourage viewers or listeners just to listen to the voice of the Spirit. If they're really, really passionate about Christ, they can't stop just because other people are from different faith or from different culture. They cannot just stop just because this is not politically correct.
And Bibles for China and Wendell Rovenstein recently visited rural China to check up on the local church. They were pleasantly surprised by what they found.
At each one of those locations, they had younger men and women that were the leaders of the churches. And it was amazing to see the difference in the makeup of the church compared to what we had been seeing a lot of in China.
Usually Chinese congregations and church leaders are on the older side. However, younger pastors means they need all the teaching help they can get.
We just feel like it's so important to provide for them God's word so that they're able to study and understand some of the words and some of the things that are in the scripture to help them be more effective leaders.
So pray that the Holy Spirit would continue moving in China's young pastors and congregations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or DWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links to get you started at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.